You know, I met my husband and I fell in love with him. I mean, and I'm just gonna tell you, I love, love, love my husband. I'm not embarrassed to tell you. I love that man, right? And I only tell you that because the shit I'm about to say. Yes! Just because you love someone doesn't mean you don't see them exactly who they are. Because on paper, if you set us up, we're a perfect match. I told you, I'm 100% Sicilian. He's first generation Italian boy from Brooklyn, right? We should be perfect, but we're not. Because you want to know why? He is the nicest guy on the planet. He has the hope of a 14-year-old girl. Right? He believes everything is possible. And it is my job as a good wife to crush that spirit. You are never gonna be a 47-year-old American Idol contestant. Get that shit right out of your head. Ridiculous. On paper, we're a perfect match. Real life, not so much. Didn't matter when we were dating that he's messy and I'm clean. Crazy clean, admittedly. I have a problem, I'm OCD. I watch Hoarders and Clean during commercials. Cause I'm afraid a dead goat's gonna fall through the television under 22 years worth of newspapers and I will just burn the house down. That's what I will do. That's a very Italian thing to be clean. My grandmother was crazy clean. Wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, come back, your bed would be made. She'd be f***ing at you. You messy. You and the cockeye, so messy. Disgrazia, so mess. It's 2:30 in the morning, woman. I know, you hungry? Yeah, I could eat, whatever. We're just different in real life. It didn't matter when we were dating. Didn't matter that I have a master's degree and he has a GED. Not just a GED, he's got two because he sent away for an extra copy. Because it's a double major. It only matters now because we have our kid. Our son is 4 years old, right? I want to send him to preschool. My husband goes, what do you want to do that for? For that, right there. How about that? Exhibit A, huh? I gotta put a little purple beret up here? What do you want? How am I gonna stake my case? It's insane. We're, you know, and if you find the funny, trust me and believe me that it will find you. Because when I go to sign my four-year-old for preschool, I happen to find the one preschool in our area that not only do you have to fill out an application, you have to write an essay. To get a child into preschool, an essay. And I'm gonna tell you something. If my essay can't get my son into that preschool, I will get an essay. I will get a Mexican gang member to terrorize that school board. This four-year-old is getting into that school. I took it way too seriously. I was a student for too long. I wanted to write this beautiful essay. I got so nervous, the deadline was coming up. My husband goes, I'll write it. Yeah. No. Not only will he not get in, we'll lose custody. It's not happening.
My husband is very smart and very quiet and an introvert and does very well. And then married me. And we've been exactly the opposite, but it has worked. He's a big man. He's 6'4". He can kick a door in, and I like that. He works like a dog, and he loves a baby. Let me tell y'all that he is a baby cuddler at Easton City Children's Hospital. He cuddles the drug-dependent babies every week of the world as a volunteer. I know, sweet. He didn't help me with mine. But... he was out making a living and paying for all this. We've got two still in college, and I wanted a fourth baby so bad when my baby child went to kindergarten. I nearly grieved myself to death. I thought, Lord, what am I going to do with all this time on my hands? I hope I don't get hooked on whiskey and start honky-tonking. And about 3 weeks into her going to kindergarten, I was like, woohoo, now I'm going to get a pap smear without somebody sitting on my head. But my husband, when I dropped her off, he said, meet me at the IHOP. Because he knows that pancakes get me through a hard time. And I was crying, and I said, I want another baby. And he said, why don't you get a job? Yeah, right. So... I said, I want a fourth baby. And he said, y'all are sucking the financial life out of me. So he bought me a dachshund. I had that dachshund for years. She's gone now. But let me tell you, she and I both got thyroid issues. She had cushions. I was walking her in our neighborhood one day, and a little girl came out in her driveway, and she said, can I pet your groundhog? Oh, y'all. So about my husband. All right, so my husband is a big man and is 6'4". I'm 5'8". We breed big kids. And we wanted them to be in sports and when they were growing up. And so we made them do all kinds of mess they didn't want to do. And we put our boy, when he was little bitty, we put him in T-ball. He hated it. I don't know if any of y'all have had a baby play T-ball, but for those of you who don't know, T-ball season, it's about 110 degrees outside. It's little children that are 4, look like they've got a diaper on under their baseball pants or a pull-up. The games last about 3 hours. Nobody ever hits the ball, throws a ball, catches a ball. Makes contact with the ball. My baby laid in a fetal position in the outfield the entire season. He never touched a ball. Every once in a while, he'd pop his little head up and say, water. One game, it was so hot, and I told the middle one to go out and take her brother a water bottle. She was about 2 and a half, and she went walking out there with a tutu and a crown and a wand and her pink prostitute shoes from Walmart. She walked about halfway, stopped, got a glazed look over her eyes, pulled her little panties to the side, and pooped in the T-ball field. She really did. So I had to run out there and get a stick and flick it into the woods because I didn't want another child to step in it or think it was a milk dud.
This guy, I don't know how he grew up. Like, maybe they're on a budget or something. But, like, he come to me the other day. He's like, hey, babe, can I use your toothbrush real quick? I said, what? Like, that's the option for you? Like, you're thinking about it? Sick. He's like, what? It's just like kissing. We kiss at the same thing. I do not scrape off your tartar with my tongue. I know I'm pretty amazing, but I'm almost positive I cannot prevent cavities. My husband likes to leave his shoes right in the middle of a walkway. Like, as soon as you open the door, boom, shoes. Now, you couldn't kick them off to the side. That was hard to do. So all throughout the house, I just trip over shoes like, oi, study dog. Yeah. We're still real new, so like I still try to look cute when I sleep. I'll probably grow out of that one real quick. But right now, I still try to look cute, right? But it's kind of hard because I sleep with Invisalign trays in my mouth. So sometimes when I wake up, my lip will get stuck to the plastic tray. I wake up looking like Fire Marshal Bill. Like, full on, let me show you something. Face will be all greasy. That's not cute. So when I feel myself starting to wake up, like I'll fix my lip real quick. I put grease on my lip like it's gloss. Make it work. Make it work. And we're pretty good with decision making, right? Like he'll come to me with stuff, I'll come to him with stuff, like teamwork, you know? But every now and then he'll try to go off and do his own thing. Like recently we just bought some curtains for the house. And I told him, I said, when you're at the store, take a picture of them and send it to me before you buy it, right? But he forgot that part. So I came home to these gaudy Armenian curtains hanging in my house that are like 2 feet too short. I got high water curtains. Like first thing, my brother came over the house, he's like, why you got capri pant curtains? My husband and I travel a lot for work. He travels with music, I travel with jokes. And sometimes we'll go to like some small town, like nobody has ever heard of this town, like these people haven't even heard of their own town. And when you fly to a small town, you have to fly on a small plane. And I went to a town recently where the plane I was on, I don't even think it had an engine. I'm pretty sure it was a paper plane. Like, it just had two propellers out front. Like, as you step onto the plane, you had to take turns spinning the propeller. Like, it's the Price is Right. I checked my seat assignment. It says shotgun. They had one flight attendant. She was wearing regular clothes and a name tag. Like, real suspicious. And I fly a lot, so I'm used to the way things work on an airplane, right? I'm used to the announcements they make, like, flight attendants, prepare for landing. I'm used to hearing that kind of stuff, right? But on this plane, we got a different announcement. It sounded more like, Stephanie, we're coming in. Stephanie. What's this, a family-owned plane? Stephanie, if you've any more of that potato salad you made for the church picnic last week, you bring it on up to the cockpit. Thank you. Potato salad. I don't feel...
I've got to say, the best part about being married to someone so freaking hot, you know, aside from the crippling fear that he will leave me... No, you guys, it's a real thing, and it's a relatively new thing as well. See, we've been together for like 16 years, so when I was 21, we got together. And back... Oh, thanks. Yes. You saw him, it's not hard. But when we met 16 years ago, I was like, hey, yeah, baby, yeah, I'll do whatever you want. I might even initiate it. And let's try it in the club restroom, and I might even try it sideways. Alrighty. Now I'm like, oh, I probably won't. No, I haven't got a headache. I just don't want to. Yeah, I know. And I know when we were out with your friends having drinks and I was like, yeah, when we get home, I'm going to do all this stuff. Now that we're home, definitely won't. No, and I'm not even drunk enough just to lie here and let you do it yourself. I'm sorry. But he is excellent. It's really fun now as well because... You know, more people know about him, which is my own stupid fault because I'm the fool that introduced all of you to him. So I panic when he leaves the house on his own. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, just to get milk. Why? It's like, you just asked me to go and get milk. And I'm like, ah. Put a shirt on. I've got a shirt on. Put another shirt on. Put two shirts on. And put a really loose one on. Go and get one of mine. Yeah. Yeah, and then don't go alone. Take the kids. Yeah, take the kids. Yeah, all of them. Take the two that came tearing out of me and the two that you brought into this relationship. Like, all of the kids. And put on some rollerblades. No one's going to want to f*** you if you're rollerblading. Click, click. Come on, kids. She's lost her f***ing mind. Yeah, he's a good man. It's fun now. I get messages from people congratulating me on being with someone as hot as him. Yeah. Girl, your husband is hot as hell. My congratulations to you. I reckon she probably runs like that. I have a fear. I have a genuine fear. I worry that we are an uneven couple. You know those mismatched couples where you look and go, how the f*** did that happen? I worry. Is this us? Is that me with an Olsen? Okay.
I'm not a good cook. And it's kind of embarrassing because I feel like cooking is a bragging right for men. Like, men like to brag about their wives who can cook. Like, you'll hear a guy say something like, hey, my wife, she'll whip you up something good in the kitchen. Right? Fellas, even if you're not married, but you have a girlfriend and you know that she can cook, you will brag to your boys. You'll be like, hey, yo, son, my girl, flicker the wrist. Or however you talk. I don't know how you talk, so. My poor husband. He can't brag. Like, maybe he can chime in a little bit with like, aye, yo, son, you see how fast my wife put in that to-go order? With extra ketchup? That's wifey, son. No, I can't cook. I need somebody to teach me how to cook. And don't just give me a recipe. Okay, don't start tweeting me recipes after the show. Because when I read recipes, I read them as suggestions. Like, when I see the list of ingredients, to me, what that says is, if you have any of these. And I usually don't. No, I need some fundamental training. I need to know, if I put something on the stove, does the flame need to be this big or this big? Because I will burn some scrambled eggs. I'll burn a hard-boiled egg. I said to my husband one time, I said, babe, good morning. You want me to make you breakfast? I'll make you some eggs. He said, yeah, how about over medium? Huh? How about some over medium eggs? That's like the flame at medium. Nah, babe, you put the egg in the pan, you make it medium. Oh. Okay. Well, I'm gonna put the egg in the pan. But if it breaks, I'm just gonna scramble it. You gonna have some medium scramble. Some way over medium scramble. It was his birthday. I said, babe, happy birthday. You want me to make you breakfast? He says, my birthday, why? Yeah. It's to the point where if I cook, he thinks he's in trouble. He smells something in the kitchen. He comes over, starts apologizing for stuff he didn't even do. He's like, oh, babe, I'm sorry, because yesterday I was, why? Don't worry, this isn't for you. Oh, thank God.